السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So this is our study of Surah Al-Ma'idah, starting with the ayah number 67. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين قل يا أهل الكتاب لستم على شيء حتى تقيموا التوراة والإنجيل وما أنزل إليكم من ربكم وليزيدن كثيرا منهم ما أنزل إليك من ربك طغيانا وكفرا ولا تأس على القوم الكافرين. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate, O Messenger, convey that which has been sent down to you from your Lord. If you do not, then you have not conveyed his message. And Allah will protect you from people. Allah does not guide the disbelieving people. Say, O people of the book, you stand on no ground unless you observe the Torah, the gospel, and that which has been sent down to you from your Lord. But what has been sent down to you, O Prophet, from your Lord, will increase many of them in their rebellion and disbelief. So grieve not over the disbelieving people. So this is the continuation of the discussion that we had about Islam's message to all people, especially to the people of the book. And it was mentioned in the previous section that if the people of the book had believed and followed the right path, Allah would have blessed them and removed their evils, their sins, and gave them the honor to be entered in Jannah on the Day of Judgment. And if they would have followed the Torah and Injil and what is revealed to them from their Lord, they have been living prosperously. And told them, as it is mentioned in the book of Leviticus and the book of Deuteronomy, Musa alayhi salam said, if you follow my decrees and are careful to obey my commandments, I will send you rain in its season, and the ground will yield its crops, and the trees their fruit. So this is mentioned, and that's what the Quran is reminding them about. That if you follow, Allah's blessings will come. The blessings both in the material sense as well as in the spiritual sense. So you will live happily. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and through the Prophet addressing his ummah, his followers, and saying, O Prophet, convey that which has been sent down to you from your Lord. So Prophet is supposed to give the message fully, completely, without neglecting anything, without hiding anything. So Prophet, you convey the full message, and also believers have to convey the full message. Even though some of the message may have some criticism of what they believed before, the people of the book, some criticism of the Jewish belief, some criticism of the Christian belief, but you treat people nicely, have good relation with them, but at the same time, don't hide anything about your faith. Faith has to be conveyed as it is. And if there is something wrong, criticism can be done. But criticism should be done in the right way. Criticism should be done not in an abusive way, but in a way of, like the Quran says, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. That is, invite people to the way of Allah with wisdom, with good counseling. And if you argue with them in the nice manner. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, بَلِّغْ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ. So there is tabligh. Tabligh means taking the message to somebody. And there are two ways. One is da'wah and the other is tabligh. Da'wah is to invite people. You tell them, come, visit us, give them nice meal, good hospitality, kindness, and then convey to them your message in the nice way. The second thing is you go to them, go to their places, go to them individually or collectively, and speak to them. So da'wah and tabligh, both of them are good. And what are we doing? What is our tabligh about? What is our da'wah about? To say what has been revealed to us. Ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. What Allah has given to us, that's what we're doing. We're inviting them not to some kind of a national interest, some kind of political interest, some kind of racial interest. No. Our invitation is only to that which has been sent down from our Lord. And whatever is sent down, unzila ilayka min rabbik, whatever is sent down from our Lord is good for them and good for us and good for the whole humanity. So what we are doing is we are inviting ilal khair. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Let there be a people among you who invite to that which is good. So it is good for them if they follow that. And when the Prophet is conveying the message and the believers convey the message, they should convey it fully without hiding anything. If you don't do that, then you are not really conveying the message. فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَةً. So when you convey the message, مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ, means everything of the message you have to convey. You say everything that has been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you do not do that, then you have not done that. Because hiding something that is essential, that is important, is like not giving the proper message. So give the proper message. And don't worry that people are going to hurt you, harm you, do this and do that. Trust in Allah. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah will protect you. So if people will really do the da'wah, you know, people complain that we have this, people are doing this, people are doing this to us. The real reason is that we are not conveying the message. If we convey the message, Allah will protect us. But because we are not conveying the message, that's why we are so afraid, so scared, and so many difficulties. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. You convey the message, we'll protect you. We'll take care of you. You take care of Allah's message, Allah will take care of you. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And then, of course, messages for people to listen, and if those who do not listen, those who are stubborn, they will not receive the guidance. The guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for those who are looking for guidance. Hudan lil muttaqin, as Allah says in the beginning of the Quran, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهُ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book in which there is no doubt, and it is a guidance for those who are looking for guidance. And if somebody does not want the guidance, well, Allah does not impose. Allah does not force people to accept it. So those who are looking for guidance, they will be receiving the guidance. And Allah said to the Prophet, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Allah said to the Prophet, you will not guide the people, but Allah will guide whomsoever He wills. And whom Allah will, those who have interest, those who have desire to be guided. If somebody has no desire to be guided and somebody is stubborn, Allah will not push him. Allah will not force him. But rather give him a chance in this world to accept, And if he does not accept, then there will be day of judgment. On the day of judgment, people will be a question, and there the judgment will take place. So Allahu ya'asimuka minan nas, inna Allah la yahdi al-qawm al-kafirin. Allah does not guide, that means Allah does not force his guidance upon the people who are bent on denying kafir. Kafir is the rejecter. Those who are bent on denying it and not accepting it and defying it, Allah will not guide them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now addresses. So this ayah is said to the Prophet so that he convey his message to all people. That is the basic context of the ayah. If the people have some other interpretation, they are going out of the context. So it is not on any other issue, it is the issue of general da'wah, general message of Islam, not any particular appointment or that or this kind of thing. So that is what the purpose of this ayah. But unfortunately, there are some people who started interpreting it that the Prophet wanted to say this thing about Ali radiallahu anhu and about the position, who will be the Khalifa and who will be the Imam and Wali after the Prophet. It's not in the context. It's out of context. The Quran has to be interpreted in its proper context. And so again, immediately after that, Allah says, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ, O people of the book, لَسْتُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ حَتَّى تُقِيمُ التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. O people of the book, and being it Christians and Jews, you stand on no ground unless you observe the Torah, the Gospel, and that which has been sent down to you from your Lord. Now that said which has been sent down to you from your Lord is the Quran. So following the Quran means following the Torah and Injil also. Quran is not against Torah and Injil. Actually, we believe in Torah and Injil. We recognize that these are the books from Allah. There are some changes that have taken place in these books. So that is something that we do not accept, but we accept most of it. The basic message of the Torah that was given to Musa alayhi salam and the basic message of the Injil that was given to Isa alayhi salam, very similar to that what is in the Quran. Because some of it, some of the things that you have in the Torah and in the Injil are people's interpretation, people's additions. So those things are not necessarily acceptable to us. But most of it, which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is acceptable. And anybody who will read the Torah and read the Zabur, the Psalms of David, and also read the Gospels, especially the four Gospels that you have, and especially the first telling you that you throw away the Torah and Injil, that's not the purpose. You keep it, but look at it from understanding the Quran as well. And the Quran will clarify many things. Quran make it remove the doubts. Quran remind you of something that is basic in the message of Musa alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. So you will not be standing on the right ground if you don't observe Torah and don't observe the Injil and don't observe the Quran, because they're all coming from the same roots, from the same foundation. Just like when the people went to Habasha and Najashi wanted them to explain the message, and Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu spoke in front of Najashi and recited verses from the Quran. Najashi stood and he took a stick in his hand, or whatever the stick that he had in his hand, He put it in the ground and made a line, two lines, one line and another line. He said, both of them are similar. What you have and what we have is all coming from the same source. So that's, many people recognize that. And then you have later in this same surah, you have that there are some from among the Christians, when they listen to the Quran, tears flow from their eyes because they feel this is the message from Allah. This is a pure message. But they have to listen to it without any prejudice, with open mind. If they open mind and listen, they will see that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لا لستم على شيء حتى تقيم التوراة والإنجيل وما أنزل إليكم من ربكم. وما أنزل إليكم من ربكم is for you what is revealed. In the Quran, what is the Quran saying? It's for you, for your guidance. It is not only my book, it's your book as well. It is for your guidance as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't say that حتى تقيم التوراة وما أنزل إلينا من ربنا. He said, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. What is revealed to you from your Lord. Allah is your Lord. And He has sent down this message with the last prophet for your benefit. See that the way the Quran addresses the people. مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. But unfortunately, Allah says, وَلَا يَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ تُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. But the situation is there are many people among them, when they will hear the Quran, when they will read the Quran, when they know about the Quran, they become so stubborn, rebellious, and they become disbeliever. So they become more disbeliever because they don't want to listen, because they don't have desire to listen. So that's why the same message will increase them in Tuqiyan. That is, this Quran, there are many people who will be guided and there are many people who will be misguided by the same message. So they read it, but they won't get it. Why? Because they are not willing to listen to it. So وَلَا يَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Again, the word is أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. What is revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is going to increase them in their tughyan and kufr. Tughyan means rebellion. Kufr is disbelief. So Allah says to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you convey the message, فَلَا تَأْسَى عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. So don't grieve. If people don't accept it, it is disappointing, but still you have to convey the message. If you start grieving and saying, oh, I have to please the people so that they listen to it, then you will compromise in the message of Allah. So don't compromise the message of Allah. Don't say, I have to please them. No. This is not your objective, to please them. It's good if they are pleased, but that's defy those who disbelieve, reject. Grieve not. Convey the message. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet, بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. Convey what has been given to you fully, completely, and at the same time telling, if people don't listen to you, your job is to convey. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ. Wisdom, good counseling, but no force. So the force religion, compulsion in religion is not allowed in Islam. Allah says in the Quran, لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. You have that in Surah Al-Baqarah after Ayatul Kursi. Kursi, Ayatul Kursi is the great ayah of the Quran, greatest ayah of the Quran about Allah's Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And immediately after that, Allah says, لا إكراه في الدين. Even though the truth is so clear and so powerful, but still you don't force any people to accept it. No compulsion in religion. It's not allowed to compel anybody to accept Islam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالصَّابِئُونَ وَالنَّصَارَى مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ لَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ رُسُلًا كُلَّمَا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُهُمْ فَرِيقًا كَذَّبُوا وَفَرِيقًا يَقْتُلُونَ وَحَسِبُوا وَلَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً فَعَمُوا وَصَمُّوا ثُمَّ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ ثُمَّ عَمُوا وَصَمُّوا كَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. Those who believe, that means Muslims, the Jews, the Sabians, and the Christians, those who believe in Allah in the last day and do good deeds, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. We took a pledge from the children of Israel and sent trial, so they became blind and deaf. Then Allah turned to them in mercy, but many of them again became blind and deaf. Allah is watching whatever they do. So this ayah, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالصَّابِئُونَ وَالنَّصَارَى, Muslims, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا is the term that Quran uses for Muslims, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe. So Muslims, Jews, Christians, Sabians, anybody. This ayah is also, you have similar ayah, almost the same wording in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 62. And some people get confused. They think that now this means it doesn't make any difference. You are Muslim, Jew, Christian, everybody will go to heaven. Everybody is okay. That's not what Quran is saying. Now what is Quran is saying is, those who believe that Muslims, those who are Jews, those who are Sabians, those who are Christians, the real thing is not that you belong to a group. It is not because of you belong to a group that you will go to Jannah. You will go to Jannah if you believe in Allah in the last day. You may be very belonging to a great family of Muslims, but if you don't believe in Allah, you will not go to Jannah. And my group will go to Jannah. So my group is not the issue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, that's not the issue. That whose group will go to Jannah. The point is who believes in Allah and who believes in the last day. And Iman Billah and the last day is a summary of the Iman. You cannot say that Iman Billah and the last day, that's it. No, Iman Billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa al-yawm al-akhir. Iman means all of these things, but Quran sometimes mentions two things or three things, meaning all of this. Those who believe in Allah, in the angels of Allah, in the messengers of Allah, in the books of Allah, in the last day, this is what the whole Iman is. So those who have this kind of Iman, they will go to Jannah. Whether coming from the Jewish family, we're coming from Christian family, from Sabian family, even Muslim family. And actually, the Quran starts with Muslim, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So Muslim should not be under this kind of misconception that because we are Muslim, bother whatever we do, we'll go to Jannah. We have a free ticket. No. The real thing is, do you believe in Allah? Are you true in your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you believe in the Akhirah and the Day of Judgment and accountability on the Day of Judgment? That is what is important. So, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالصَّابِعُونَ وَالنَّصَارَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Whosoever believes in Allah in the last day, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. So, Iman and Amal Salih. Amal Salih means living a righteous, good life. It's not enough to have Iman. With Iman, Amal Salih. And Quran says that again and again many times. Iman, Amal Salih. Faith and good deed. Faith and good deed they go together. If there are no good deed, this faith will have no meaning. And if there are good deeds, but there's no faith, you're denying Allah. You're denying your creator. You're denying what is going to happen on the Day of Judgment. So it's not enough to be a nice person. Be nice and be a good believer. Because that is the reality. So you cannot deny the reality. The other is the actuality. That is your life. So you have to be good in your life, good, be good to other people, good to your family, good to your children, good to your spouses, good to your neighbors, good to all people. But at the same time, don't deny Allah. Have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. This is a beautiful way of mentioning what is going to happen in Jannah. No khawf, no huzn. No fear, no grief. Our life in the world is full of fear and full of grief. Khawf about what is going to happen tomorrow. What happened, I wish it was not that way. Yeah? So you're always worried about what's going to happen. What is going to happen to me, to my to my health, to my job, to my business, whatever I have. There's always some hope. And to my children, to my family. All of these things, these are the way our life is full of that. These concerns are there. And then also, about yesterday, I wish I had done that. I wish I had put in that stock, so I would have made a lot of money. I would have done that. I would have purchased that property, and that would have now, you see, it's a double or triple, and all of this. I wish I had done that. لَوْ كُنْتُ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءُ. And the Quran says, Prophet, Allah says to the Prophet, tell them, if I had known the ghaib, I have collected a lot of good things. And no harm would have touched me. If I had known what is going to happen tomorrow, I would have saved a lot of money. I have made a lot of profit. But I don't. So nobody has the knowledge of, absolute knowledge of future. Even if it's little knowledge of future, some guesswork, people make profit, benefit from that. But nobody has exactly everything. Sometimes millionaires, they lose millions because this is the way how things are. So, la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. But Jannah is, there's no khawf, no fear, there is no grief. Everybody is living in a perfect condition. So this is a perfect condition. La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. They have no fear and they have no grief. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we took this covenant from the children of Israel. But Israel were the children of Yaqub alayhi salam. And there were many prophets sent among them. And among them came Musa alayhi salam, great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took covenant with them. Make a pledge. You do this and I'll do that. So if you abide by my pledge, I will abide my pledge with you. if you are faithful to me, I will do that for you, this and this and this. So that was the agreement between Allah and the family of Yaqub alayhi salam. وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا مِسَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. We took a misaq. Misaq is a covenant, agreement, pledge that we took from children of Israel. وَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ رُسُولًا. And we sent many messengers among them. One after another. قَفَّيْنَا بَعْضٍ بِالرُسُولِ. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُولُنَا تَتَرَى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we sent many prophets among them, many messengers among them. That is, Allah said, وَأَتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُوتِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah gave you, O Bani Israel, what he did not give to anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. We prefer them over many people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them. If you don't do right thing, you are not chosen. Anybody. Muslim may think the same thing. You are not chosen simply because you are Muslims. You are chosen because you follow the path. If you follow the path, you are chosen. The path is chosen. And it depends on the people, whether they accept the path and they follow the path or don't follow. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we sent many messengers among them. But how, what they did? كُلَّمَا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُهُمْ. When they saw a messenger is teaching them what they do not want to hear. مَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُهُمْ. Hawa. Hawa is the desire of the heart. Hawa is the inclinations and the whims and wishes. So if they found a messenger's teaching does not meet whatever they want, then they would deny them. Kazzab. We don't accept you. Because you are not telling us what we want to hear. And that's the problem, many people. The people want to accept whatever is their desire, not whatever is right. And you will be very popular if you tell the people whatever they want. But if you tell them, criticize them and tell them, this don't do that, this is not right, then they will not like you. There are not too many people who will accept that. So, فَرِيقًا كَذَّبُوا. So, they denied some of the prophets. Great prophet of Allah. And he has a book in the Bible called the Book of Nehemiah. In the chapter number 9, so it mentioned that, but they were disobedient and rebelled against you. They turned their backs on your law, prophet is saying about the people of Israel. They killed your prophets who had warned them in order to turn them back to you. They committed awful blasphemies. So you delivered them into the hands of their enemies who oppressed them. But when they were oppressed, they cried out to you. From heaven, you heard them. And in your great compassion, you gave them deliverers who rescued them from the hands of their enemies. But as soon as they were at rest, they again did what is evil in your sight. Then you abandoned them to the hands of their enemies. So they ruled over them. And when they cried out to you again, you heard from heaven and in your compassion would deliver them from time to time. See, that is describing very much that how people's behavior was. And then they repent and they ask Allah to save us and protect us and deliver us. And Allah is compassionate. And then again, they do that same thing. So this, the Quran describes that and says, وَحَسِبُوا أَلَّا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً. And they thought that there would be no trial, so they became blind and deaf. Then Allah turned to them in mercy, but many of them again became blind and deaf. Allah is watching whatever they do. So they thought when they were prosperous, they said, so khalas, the problem is gone. It's okay. It's like pandemic, when it was all over, they were locked down, everybody was worried, praying, and thinking that's it, finish. Now let's go back to the same way. But they don't know that the one who brought that at that time can bring it again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very compassionate, very kind. But people keep forgetting. Problem comes and they cry and ask Allah to save. And as soon as the problem is over, people go back to their lifestyle. Actually, some people even become worse after that. Afraid that the storm may capsize the ship and you will all be drowned. So that everybody go, دعو الله مخلصين له الدين لأن أنجيتنا من هذه لنكونن من الشاكرين. Everybody turn to Allah. If you will save us from this trouble, we will be the most grateful people. We will be very pious people. فلما نجاهم إلى البر. When he brought them to the land, the ship now come to the shore. And they walked on the land. فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدْ. Some of them are nice, some of them continue, but there are many people who rebel. And they think that it's not going to happen. You know, Allah said, do you not know that he can catch you on the dry land as well? I mean, if he can put you in trouble in the ocean, he can put you in trouble on the land. When you're flying in the sky and the ship is, and your airplane is moving, And a lot of turbulence. Everybody turned their head down. God save us, God save us. The thinking that only that can happen in the air, it can happen on the ground as well. Some people fly hours and hours, thousands. Of your journey, now you are going to be in the most difficult one. And that is you're driving from airplane to the home. Yes, Allah is not unaware. Allah is not that's in trouble, he was there, and then after that, whatever you may do, it's okay. Now come the critical part. That is telling to Christians and Jews about some of the wrong ideas and concepts that they have. And this is what the Quran was saying, بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. Convey, whatever it is, convey, tell them. Tell them the truth. Let them hear the truth. Even though it may be bitter, it may be difficult to accept. But you have to tell them because you are the messenger of Allah. بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْحَلْ مَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ. If you don't do that, then you have not conveyed the message then. So Allah said, tell them, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ وَقَالَ الْمَسِيحُ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةٍ وما من إله إلا إله واحد وإن لم ينتهوا عما يقولون ليمسن الذين كفروا منهم عذاب أليم أفلا يتوبون إلى الله ويستغفرونه والله غفور رحيم. They indeed disbelieve, those who say, indeed Allah is the Messiah, son of Mary. But the Messiah himself said, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Whosoever ascribes partners to Allah, Allah will forbid him the garden. Allah will forbid him the garden. And hell will be his home. And the wrongdoer shall have no helpers. They certainly disbelieve those who say that Allah is the third of the three. There is no God save one God. If they refrain not from what they say, a painful punishment will afflict those among them who disbelieve. Will they not turn to Allah in repentance and seek His forgiveness? Allah is forgiving, merciful. So here you have two beliefs are mentioned here. One is the belief in the divinity of Jesus. That is, Jesus is God. I mean, when they say he's son of God, actually they do not mean that he is beloved of God. He's beloved of God, of course. But that's not the meaning that they take it. So they do not say that Jesus is, I mean, they do not mean when they say Jesus is son of God, they mean God the Son. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And all the three are God, but they are not three God, they are one God. So that is what the belief is. So Jesus is called they have done disbelief. This is disbelief. This is not the true belief. This is not the message that Jesus gave himself. Jesus never said, even today in the Bible, you don't find that Jesus ever said that I'm God or I am the incarnation of God. I never said that worship me. He never said that. He always said worship Allah. When the people came to ask him the prayer, and it is not known as the Lord's Prayer, the great prayer of Jesus, that Christians say that, what do they say? Our Lord in heaven. Jesus did not say, our Lord here, Jesus. He didn't say, pray to me. He said, say, our Lord in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So that is the prayer that was given. So Jesus said, "Ya'budu Allah Rabbi wa Rabbakum." Worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. So Allah is his Lord. And he used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never said that I don't pray because I'm God myself. Why should I pray to myself? No. So "Ya'budu Allah Rabbi wa Rabbakum." Worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And then he said, "Innahu man yushrik billahi faqad harrama Allahu alayhi al-jannah wa ma'wahu an-nar." Those, and this is has been said in different ways, and the Quran says that those who do the shirk means ascribing partner to God, saying God has a partner in his kingdom, God has an associate God, a deputy God, an associate God, or someone similar to God. They say, those who do that, the Jannah is haram on them. Haram Allah alayhi Jannah. The Quran says that Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. Allah does not forgive the shirk, but he can forgive, and he may forgive anything else. Any other sin Allah may forgive. But the sin of shirk, unless there is repentance, unless there is tawbah, and person leaves that and say, I reject shirk and I accept only one God, la ilaha illallah. If somebody does not do that, no Jannah. But actually is hell. Mawahu nar. And his home will be hell. And there will be no one who can help. Mal is zalimin min ansar. Nobody can come and say, okay, I'll take it out. And I'll save you. Mal is zalimin min ansar. Zalimin, the wrongdoers, have no helpers. And then second thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, laqad kafara alladhina qalu inna allaha salisu salasa. So laqad kafara alladhina qalu inna allaha huwa al-masih ibn maryam. Those who say Allah is Masih ibn Maryam. And the other, those who say Allah is third of the three, or Allah is Trinity. Third of the three is a way of saying that one God who is the Lord, or who is the only one God, they have divided him into three. And say, this is God, this is Son, this is the Holy Spirit. And one of them is now. So just one of the three is God. Inna allaha salisu salasa. Allah is third of the three. And there is no God except one God. Wa ma min ilahin illa illallah. Illa ilahum wahid. There is no God except one God. So those who say the third of the three, actually there is no mention in the Bible of this concept of Trinity. Trinity is not even mentioned in the Bible. This word does not occur. It is neither mentioned by Isa alayhi salam nor by any other of his followers. But this is something that came later. And it is by the influence of Greek philosophy that they started saying that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that this is not what Jesus said. And there is no God except one God. And if they do not stop, they do not refrain from that, then those who deny, they may be afflicted by punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, gives chance to people to repent and make tawbah. أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Would they not make tawbah to Allah? Would they not repent and ask Allah's forgiveness? وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, seek his forgiveness. And if you do that, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Allah ghafurur rahim. Allah is most merciful, most compassionate. مَا الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ كَانَا يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامَ انظر كيف نبين لهم الآيات ثم انظر أنا يؤفكون قل تعبدون من دون الله ما لا يملك لكم ضرا ولا نفعا والله هو السميع العليم. Was not but a messenger. Messengers have passed before him, and his mother was a virtuous woman. Both of them ate food. Behold how clear we make these signs for them, yet behold how they are perverted. Say, do you worship apart from Allah that which has no power to harm or to benefit? Allah alone is the hearing and the knowing. Say, O people of the book, do not exaggerate in your religion beyond the truth, and follow not the whims of those who went astray before and led astray many and strayed from the right path. So Isa alayhi salam, son of Mary, Messiah, son of Mary, he was nothing but a messenger. Mal Masih ibn Maryam illa Rasul. So this is negation and affirmation. This La ilaha illallah. There is no God except Allah. So Masih alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, was nothing but a messenger. He was a messenger of Allah. Allah chose him, selected him, sent him for the guidance of the people. Just like many other prophets before, قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلِ, many prophets. And his mother was a pious woman because his mother was a virgin. She was not a sinful woman. She did not do any commit any sin. She was virgin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his angel to her, and she conceived the child and brought the child. So she was siddiqah, pious, righteous, truthful. That's what siddiqah means. Ummu siddiqah. And both of them, they used to eat food. That is sign of a bashar, human being. Human beings eat food. Angels don't eat food. If he was an angel, he will not eat food. If he has ruh, he was a spirit. A spirit don't eat food. So that's human being. And Isa alayhi salam, sometimes people thought that way. He said, do we have any food? And they had some fish. Again, so ate them the fish. He said, look, I'm eating fish. I'm a human being. So human beings eat. They depend on food. There's no human being say, I don't eat. So human beings eat and then defecate. And they use the toilet. It's part of the human life. God Almighty doesn't do that. So that's not the nature of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is yut'amu wa la yut'am. The Quran says he feeds, but he does not fed. He is not fed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it says in the Quran, it says what is this ayat? Surah Az-Zariyat. It says that it is la uridu minkum that I do not ask you to. Inna Allah wa razzaqu zul quwwatil mateen. Allah is the one who gives the food to everybody. Allah does not want anybody to feed him, but Allah is the one who gives, provides the food. So here he said it. And then Allah says, Unzur kaifa nubayyinu lahum al-ayat. Behold, how we clarify things. How we benefit you. A human being. You cannot harm you, you cannot benefit you. Or idols that you worship, idols cannot harm you, cannot benefit you. It is only Allah who hears the calls of everyone. أَمَّنْ يُجِبُ الْمُصْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. When you are in trouble, you cry to him and he listens to you. Because he knows everyone and he sees and he hears. And then Allah says, يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ. Oh, people of the book, do not exaggerate in your religion. Don't do ghulu. Ghulu is exaggeration, going beyond the limits. You say something about a human being that really is not, it's not a human being. And there's a lot of people do that. They say the ghulu is a problem in religion. That if people do exaggeration, go to extremes. Don't go to extremes in your religion. Follow the middle course, follow the right path. لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ غَيْرَ. So Allah says, أَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا ضَلُّوا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا وَضَلُّوا عَنْ سَوَائِ السَّبِيلِ. How impressive is that? So don't follow those who are gone astray. Follow those who are on the right path. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path and help us to understand the message and present the message in the nice way to people without forcing anybody, actually clarifying the truth. That's what Allah Rasul was doing there. بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَهُ. You will not convey the message of Allah if you do not do that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. Can take question, a few minutes we have.
So believing in the books of Allah is one of the requirements of our faith. So if Muslims or some groups of Muslims only believe in the Quran, are they fulfilling all these requirements?
Well, I mean, if somebody believes only in the Quran, that means he's not believing in the Quran. The Quran says, "Atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul." Believe in Allah and believe in the Messenger of Allah. The Quran says, Allah sent him the message so that he explained it to you. And he is your example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. But don't make Prophet Muhammad as God. He's not God. He's a human being. But he's the Messenger of God.
Having said that, it's also important for Muslims to understand and actually read the Torah, the Zabur, and the Injil.
Yeah, I mean, you can read it if you want to. I mean, you don't have to read it. But if somebody wants to read the Quran, Islam does not forbid you. So you can read the Torah, you can read the Injil, and you can get good message, inshallah. But also read the Quran. And then you will see that. That what is the correct things, what are the things that have been added by people. Okay. Yes.
69, that you mentioned that. Allah will put all those Muslims that will be Jannah because they're part of the Islam for that in the Quran. But even then, Prophet was told that, he said that when, because I'm going to go to Jannah because of the mercy of
shortcomings. Those shortcomings are there. And we should not say that because of my belief, because of my prayers, because of my fasting, I will go to Jannah. So be humble and say, I depend on Allah, on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why the Prophet said, لَنْ يُدْخِلَ أَحَادًا عَمَلُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. There is no one whose deed will take him to Jannah. Right path.
What is